Well, all right. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on the James Gang, the Tommy Bolin years.
Just not to spend. You were just wished it younger, and I was in need of a friend. Sister Song was used to talk about leaving your hometown, heading on the side. Maybe down to New Orleans, and you wanted me to help you out.
Greetings, listeners. I am Mr. Zero. Welcome to the Psycho Jello Show on the James Gang, the Tommy Bolin years. Although the James Gang formed in Ohio in 1966, we are going to focus on the third lineup of the James Gang, which were together from August of 1973 to August of 1974. During that time period, they released two LPs. The first one was Bang, which hit number 122 on the Billboard charts. And the following year, Miami, which hit number 97 on the Billboard charts. They released four singles, including Got No Time for Trouble and Cruisin' Down the Highway. In 1973, the band performed 29 concerts, and in 1974, they performed 59 concerts. I remember as a kid in Sioux City, Iowa, attending East Junior, that the James Gang played Morningside College at Epley Auditorium on the 12th of December in 1973. You just heard, recorded in August of 1973, the original four-track demo of the song Alexis, sung by Tommy Bolin. His brother Johnny was in the studio at the time and recalled that Tommy had all the lights turned down except the red recording light. And when it was all done, Tommy walked out, looked at his brother, and said, "How did I do?" Opening our show, the number 54 hit from September of 1973, the song Must Be Love. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now, Tommy Bolin's original acoustic demo recorded in March of 1973 from the opening track of Bang. This is Standing in the Rain.
Charleston. 2 hours after we decided that the telephone rings. It's Walsh, and he says, "Hey, you need a guitar player? Get this phone number for you." You know? His name's Tommy Bolin, and he's really weird. You better call him quick, you know.
I was playing with Joe's, some of my people in a band called Energy left and joined Joe's band. So I think he felt guilty that he took my band away from me.
So I figured you gotta get the kid a job now.
Right, we were together like 2 weeks or so before we did Bang. And it came off really smooth. It's more like we're all moving in one direction now.
Exactly.
Heard the instrumental demo for the song "Oh Carol," which the band rewrote in the studio in August of 1973 to create the song "From Another Time." The band was founded by drummer James Kent Jimmy Fox, henceforth the James Gang. He was born on the 24th of August in 1947 in Cleveland, Ohio. Their bassist was one Dale Peters, born on the 17th of September in 1948. Be sure to check us out at Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you want to learn more about the James Gang, you can read my extensive article on RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zero's. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZero's.com under the podcast key. Right now, dedicated to my son, Oblion. The James Gang, live in December of 1973, right after they played Sioux City, Iowa. This is Funk number 49. We'll be right back.
that flashed like lightning when she spoke of sinful requests. Words were almost frightening. She was slender as a willow, with long dark hair across her back, which would gently shake as she laughed about the way she conquered soldiers. She was my
well, I took the place of Walsh and Trion in the James game, so I wasn't able to like really blow my cookies wherever I wanted, you know. I didn't really hear him before I joined the band. You know, I kind of knew what they wanted, you know.
You just heard Tommy Bolin's original acoustic demo from March of 1973, the song Spanish Lover from the album Miami. Their second vocalist was one Roy Kenner, born on the 14th of January in 1948 in Toronto, Canada. He was with the band for four albums from 1972 to 1974. He was in the band Mandela in the 1960s, and before he joined the James Gang in the early 70s, he was with the band called Bush. Their third guitarist and vocalist, my hometown hero, one Thomas Richard Michael Bolin, born on the 1st of August in 1951 in Sioux City, Iowa. He was from the band Zephyr and Energy and played on Billy Cobham's Spectrum. Unfortunately, he passed away on the 4th of December 1976 in Miami, Florida. I always thought it was ironic the cover of James Gang Miami is all black, and only 2 years later, that's where Tommy died. In 1974, Jim Fox was producing the album Rollin' in the Rockies by the band Rainbow Canyon. He was able to get Bolin to play on the track Invisible Song. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too. Since 2009, where nerd is the word, right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. taking us out from July of 1974, the song Wildfire. And Mr. Zero, this was the Psycho Jello Show on the James Gang, the Tommy Bolin years. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars. Well, all right. Now get ready and get set. It's time to roll. Jello Show. Said it's time for Mr. Zero and the Psycho Jello Show.